You are all welcome. Today we will be finalizing the Land Court Bill. Are there any apologies?
Chairperson, good morning. Just to repeat, the Honorable Breitenbach, of course, is on leave this week. Thank you.
Yes, that is noted. And I also received a note from Honorable Horn, who said that he will be with us for a brief period, but he's attending the Chief Whips Forum today.
Chair, I think it's the other Horn, the black Horn.
Yes. No, thank you for correcting me. Yes, Honorable Swart. I do think that as you grow older, you look alike. Any other apology? None. Can we proceed to the Land Court Bill, the A list, to be presented by Mr. Dupree and Mr. Magulubete?
Good morning, Mr. Chairperson, and good morning to the members of the committee and colleagues. Mr. Chair, I'm going to share two documents with you this morning, with your permission. The first one is just to indicate to you again where the amendments that were affected to the committee or by the committee yesterday were included in the working document. And this is with regard to the appointment of judges of the Land Court, where the following amendments were proposed. It was actually a draft in the committee itself. In other words, an amendment will be affected to clause 8.3 to include the words "who may have been judges of the High Court at the time they were appointed to the court." And then as a result of that amendment, the consequential amendment to the effect that in clause 8.4, paragraph A will be deleted, and then paragraphs B, C, and D will become A, B, and C. I don't know whether you would like to pause here, Mr. Chair, in...
Maybe what we can do, members, Mr. Dupree will proceed. If a member has got any issue to raise, you will just raise your hand. So if there are no hands, then we will assume that members are fine. Proceed, Mr. Dupree.
Thank you, Chair. Then we're going to clause 17. Where an amendment or the question was raised or the request was made to by the committee that it should be clarified that appeals from the Magistrates Court in appropriate circumstances then or in applicable circumstances may be made then should be made to the court. The proposal here is that you will note that the proposed new subclause 2 was actually the provision that the committee had a look at. Clause 17 yesterday only had that one paragraph. The proposal now is to include subclause 1, my apologies, Chair, and to read that any person who is aggrieved by a judgment or order of a magistrate's court may appeal to the court against that judgment or order in accordance with sub A, any land-related legislation conferring appellate jurisdiction on the court, and B, the rules contemplated in section 32. And then the inclusion in the proposed new subclause 2 is for purposes of clarity. Mr. Chair, as far as I can remember, those are the only two issues that were raised yesterday in the committee, and the department has attempted to affect those amendments or propose that amendments. Maybe I can just quickly go back then to clause 8 for the members just to recap on what the proposal is there. And then we can quickly go to 17 as well, and then we will present the A-list to the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Members, are there any comments on the issues we raised yesterday? Are we all happy? I think we are. Thank you very much, Mr. Tukri, and to your team. You can now proceed.
Thank you, Chair. I will just give me a minute, please. I will share the screen on the A-list then.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is then the A-list presented to the committee. You will note that on this page, the yellow highlight, as well as on the second page, it's merely not to indicate that the amendments have been agreed to. Those are the words that will be added to the A-list when it is finally submitted to the committee for approval. I don't think under clause 1 of the amendments there's not much to say. I would like to take the committee then to clause 8 to highlight to the committee that we have now inserted or added to the A-list the whole issue that was discussed by the committee yesterday. And then with regard to clause 17, the same thing here, Mr. Chair, is that we have now tried to inserted the amendment that was discussed in the committee yesterday. I know that the committee has had the advantage of a previous draft A-list, as was indicated by the secretary of the committee yesterday, is that the A-list must be formally approved by the committee. I would like to recommend at this stage that if our working document is approved by the committee, then we would be able to, with much more confidence, check the draft A-list that will be supplied to us before approval by the committee, and hopefully the B-list as well. It unfortunately, as the committee secretary indicated, might take some time. Mr. Chair, I don't think there's much more that I need to indicate to the committee. Maybe I could possibly just scroll down. I know it's a very long document, but I would like to go to the I would like to highlight to the committee that our proposal from our side with regard to the A-list is that the schedule to the bill should rather be rejected and then replaced with an amended schedule. Mr. Makurubete did take the committee through the proposed amendments yesterday. And thank you to Mr. Makurubete. He has cleaned up the schedule for us, taking out the highlights and ensuring that the schedule should be reflected. Sorry, Chair, I think there's a hand being raised.
Honorable Nivot Strachan.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to everyone on the platform. I haven't had a chance to go through it, but the amendments that you did now, Mr. Dupree showed me, or I think Mac showed me, the committee, you're saying the committee must reject the old one and then accept the new schedule. Where does it say? Oh, there, I see it now. I see schedule rejected. Okay, no, that's fine. No, I didn't see that part. Okay, no, thank you, Chair, that's all.
Thank you very much. Let's proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in other words, this will be, we just try to make life easier for ourselves, Mr. Chair, because if you, with an A-list, it's always difficult to check all the proposed amendments. So at this stage, we thought that it might be better just to simply reject the clause or the schedule and then replace it with a new schedule. In terms of the A-list, the important part is, of course, the correct version or the correct reflection of these amendments in the B-list. I would like to quickly then take you towards the end of the A-list, and that will relate to the long title and preamble, and also the index or the arrangement of sections in the bill. So with regard to the long title, Mr. Chair, we also raised issues yesterday that was highlighted I think it's pink or purple. I'm not sure, but in any event, please excuse me. I'm not very good when it comes to colors, but I think it was pink or purple. And maybe we could just point out the insertion then of the magistrate's courts, the deletion of reference to the land court of appeal. And then with regard to the preamble, Mr. Chair, not many amendments, mostly technical in nature. With regard to the arrangement of sections or the index, we recommend that the committee accept that the arrangement of sections should be rejected and then replaced with a new index to the bill, which also to a certain extent makes life easier for everyone checking the A-list in comparison with the B-list. Chair, I don't know whether there's anything else that you would like to, or maybe I should hand over to you, Mr. Chair, if it's in order with you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Dupree and Mr. Mukulubete. Members, this is the A list. Any comments? Should I take it that members are happy with the work done by the drafting team led by Mr. Dupree?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. No comments, really. I just would like to say I accept the A-list as is, and thank you very much for all the hard work that has been done. I can see now how it's been cleaned up. The colors are gone. So I see a lot of work went into this. So I would really, really like to thank Mr. Dupriya and Mr. Makurubete and the team for doing all this hard work. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nico Trochen, Honorable Horn.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Maybe just to also add my voice as in expressing a word of thanks to Mr. Dupriya and Mr. Makulubeke for their patience and their hard work. We, of course, will be in the precarious position of having to reserve our position pending caucus deliberations, but that mustn't detract from the fact that we are appreciative of all of the efforts and the work of the committee. In saying that, I want to say I've not noted whether the Honorable Janki is here. Ordinarily, it would have cost us for that. But of course, he would also be mindful of the fact that seemingly threats in retaliation to anything that's not welcome is now in the order of the day in Parliament. So he must be very careful. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Horn. Is there any other member who would want to speak? No, thank you very much, Mr. Dupriya. Mr. Makulubete, we don't take your work for granted and your expertise. We know that a lot of investment has gone into making who you are today. It makes our work very easy to be working with people who are experienced, skilled, highly skilled, and extremely dedicated. Sometimes we feel that you are taking more than you should, but that is how you are. You are extremely dedicated. It would not be easy for a person or people to want to do two bills at the same time. We don't take that for granted, your sense of dedication by this team. We are really, on behalf of South Africans, we are very, very happy with your work and your professionalism. Thank you very much. Committee Secretary, this bill should be ready by Tuesday for us to adopt the B version.
Chairperson, we'll process it.
Yes. So on Tuesday, members, we will be dealing with two bills. One, to vote on the B version of this bill and to start processing the drug trafficking bill. That will be the agenda for Tuesday. Unfortunately, today, the Deputy Minister is not here. I was going to suggest to him that he gives Mr. Makulubete and Mr. Dupriya a day off so that they can go and chill at the waterfront, but he is not here and we don't want to strangle the lines as Parliament, but we are very appreciative of the work that you have done. Thank you very much, Mr. Dupriya and Mr. Makulubete.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Without having been given a permission.
Honorable Mola, are you under the tree?
Yes, Chair, I'm load shedded there.
I can see. No, thank you very much. Members, let's go to the minutes. The minutes were circulated and are going to be taken as read. Welcome, Honorable Swart.
Morning, Chair. I was just able to join you for a short while, but thank you. And thank you for accepting my apology.
Thank you very much. Honorable Msimang, welcome. And Honorable Iago, we welcome you back. We did receive your apology for yesterday. We thank you that you have been able to join us today. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, deliberation on the Land Court Bill, date 6 September 2022. Are there any corrections on page one? Okay, a correction has already been made on Professor Msimang. Page two. Let's go down. Page two. Is there a mover for the adoption of
Sorry,
the...
Chair, Honorable Neo Drucken has her hand up.
Honorable Neo Drucken.
Sorry, Chairperson. Just on page two, the second last line, the magistrate, should it be apostrophe magistrates, the magistrate and land courts? I'm not sure about the apostrophe next to magistrates. That's the only thing that I was wondering about.
Christine?
Sorry, Chair, I'm just having a look. Let me just double check the Act, the Magistrates Act, and we'll use that one.
Okay. Can we for now, can I move for the adoption of the minutes? Mr. Romano?
The same for Mr. Dupree.
Mr. Dupree?
No.
Chair, I apologize if we can just go back to the first page again, please. I am not to the top of the first page. I'm not sure, but I think the date should be amended. I'm not sure precisely when the committee will formally approve the minutes, but I think that should be checked. Please, but I apologize if I'm taking you back, and then if we can go to the second page, please.
Sorry, before that, I don't understand. What is your issue with the date?
Sorry, Chair. I'm not sure when you're going to adopt your report or your minutes, but. Today is the 14th and not the 6th of September.
We are dealing with the minutes that we deliberated, I think, on the 6th of September.
I apologize, Chair. I appreciate what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, it's fine. Thanks. And then the next point.
Chair, Chair.
Before Honorable Swart, Mr. Dupree, you're saying the second point?
No, Chair, I think I'm covered now. Thank you very much, and I apologize.
No problem. Thank you very much, Honorable Swart.
I think Mr. Dupree needs your suggestion to be a bit of time off at the waterfront, Chair.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think so. Yes, the DG is here. the DG is here. I think he would is listening. Honorable Swart?
I'm covered, thank you, Chair. That was the point, was the minutes of the day that we did the meeting. It's not the day of the acceptance. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, no, thank you very much. Ms. Silkstone?
That apostrophe should go with magistrate.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes as corrected?
I will move, Mr. Chair.
Honorable Engelberg, move. Any seconder?
Honorable
Nivot Drachen, seconds. Any objections? None. The minutes are agreed to. Let's go to the second set of minutes. Ms. Silkstone, can you lower your hand? Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, 7 September 2022, responses by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development to submissions on the petition on the prevention and combating of hate crimes, hate speech bill, and adoption of draft minutes. Any corrections on page one? Page two. Page three. Page four. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Kolangola moves. Any seconder?
Honorable Nia Druchen.
Honorable Engelberg seconds. Any objections? No objections. Minutes are agreed to. Next set of minutes. Draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, date 9 September 2022. Further responses by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development to submissions on the prevention and combating of hate crimes and hate speech bill. Any corrections on page one? Page two. Page three. Is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Honorable Mayor moves for the adoption.
Swart seconds. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any objections? No objections. The minutes are agreed to. Is there another set of minutes, Mr. Romano?
Actually, we are done for now.
We're done for now. Thank you very much. Members, we still have to make a decision. You remember the invitation that was sent to us through the Speaker's office of the workshop that is going to take place next week. Seemingly, it was supposed to be on Monday. It has been moved to Tuesday. And Tuesday, we would be finalizing this bill, the Land Court Bill, and dealing with the drug trafficking. We know that with drug trafficking, we are working under immense pressure, time-wise. So each day it's very important. Because the bill has to go to the NCOP, we must allow the NCOP time to process the bill before December 17. And the president needs to sign the bill into law before that time. And we know that the implications of not finalizing that bill are too huge. So I was going to propose, members, that we write to the speaker to say to her, we would not be available to attend that workshop because of the bills that are before us and the time frames that we have to meet. Will that be in order, members?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Okay. Any contrary view? None. Thank you very much. I think that is dealt with. Committee Secretary, Friday. What will we be doing on Friday?
Chairperson, Friday is open at the moment.
Friday is open. Members, I was going to suggest that because we cannot call anybody on short notice to come and make presentation. That will be too disruptive. Maybe we should allow the committee secretariat to use Friday to deal with the reports that we are talking about, the outstanding reports on the oversight of our oversight to various provinces. So we don't meet this Friday. We allow that work to be done so that when we come back before we adjourn on the 29th, we deal with those reports. We correct them so that we prepare properly for a meeting with the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Public Works. Will that be in order, members?
Agreed, yes. Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Nivotohan.
Thank you, Chair. I was just saying that's in order.
Okay, thank you very much. No, thank you very much, members. DG? DG, are you on the line?
My apologies, Chair. I'm struggling with network, but that's in order.
Yes, no, DG, we just wanted to say that we were ably assisted by your members of the drafting unit, Mr. Dupree, Mr. Makulubete, and we wanted to say we are very happy. We are well.
Thank you very much, Chair. We're grateful to hear that.
Yes, so we would be concluding possibly two bills next week because of their hard work. And Mr. the other one who's drafting drug trafficking, who's the drafter of drug trafficking?
Mr. Roberts.
So I want to say, no, we are very happy. We are not complaining today.
Yes, they work under a tremendous pressure, challenges of capacity with treasury cutting resources, but they are doing their best under serious, tremendous pressure with capacity challenges.
Yes. I was hoping that you are going to give them some time to go to the beach.
Yes, since we no longer pay performance bonuses, those are the options we are looking at.
No, thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair.
Mr. Chair, that was a very diplomatic answer to that question.
No, thank you very much, members, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.